What an interesting few months it's been for market watchers. Gold hits another all-time high above $4,100. The JSE All-Share Index is up more than 30% so far this year, powered mainly by gold and platinum stocks. With this comes the familiar vocabulary of market exuberance and fears that the good times must end sometime soon. There's a lot of mental noise that can cloud thinking when it comes to markets. And to help us find out some stillness in this noise, we're joined once again by Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth. Hi, Adrian. That's an interesting topic, mental noise. And there's a lot of that happening in the markets right now. It really, I guess, doesn't help much when it comes to making good investment decisions. Can we talk about charts and balance sheets and all that kind of thing? But I guess underlying that is this issue of the mental side of investing. Where does one start to bring a little bit of stillness to this noise?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, and also hello to everybody listening. I think the challenge that we face, although this is a usual thing in markets, but I think especially at the moment, is that there's so much going on. And I mean, if we look at some of the questions that we get from clients and where the concerns are, they are so broad in terms of variety and complexity that it's useful to have discussions with clients, but also for ourselves to distinguish between what is important. And there's things that are important over certain time frames, but less relevant over others. So I'll try to illustrate some of this as we go through the conversation. But if you think about some of the things that pop up for most investors at the moment, it's all the things that's hitting headlines. It's interest rates. It's about debt. It's about geopolitics, about AI, about labor, about consumer spending. And the list goes on and on. But the real important thing is, if you look at some of these things, you can really analyze them into quite a lot of detail. But how relevant is it necessarily for a long-term investor? So if you think about, I was listening to something this morning around US labor statistics. It's a really important gauge because it gives you indication of how much spending could be taking place in the US, because if there's no job creation or there's even a recession and jobs start to slow down, you can assume that the consumer spending will slow down and there will be issues on that front. So it's important. But then they're talking about the Bureau for Labor Statistics in the US. They're talking about politics. They're talking about new jobs. They're talking about vacancies. They're talking about productivity. They're talking about AI taking jobs. They're talking about new jobs being created. So how do you, just on that one topic, how do you sort of create a clear picture in your own mind as to what's going to happen? And even when you get there, is it really relevant? So, you know, that's where I think some type of a mental framework or model for sort of bucketing different topics into different areas. And what we like to do is just thinking of what is short-term things and potentially noise, although they might be important in the context of the economy. Is it really important in the context of a long-term investment? And those are two different things. And then we look at short-term factors that might affect maybe short-term investments like interest rates and money market accounts, which are also things that we look at. But the things that affect equities and the things that affect short-term investments aren't necessarily the same thing. So you need to make sure that you tie the right thing to the right asset class and think about those things in the right context. Because ultimately, there's only a few drivers on each asset class that really affect the outcome over the right time horizon. So it's going to be very, very easy to fall over your feet with all these things happening. So if you don't bucket them and organize them in a way to structure your own thinking, you're going to end up not being able to focus on the right stuff. And that's really where the risk comes in.
All right. Let's talk about some of these mental models. You touched on the subject. And I guess there are things that you can know and things that you can't know. For example, do we know the future? No, we don't. But take us through some of these mental models and how you approach them.
So think, for example, think about something that's really important to investors at the moment, like, is there a recession looming in the US? If we see jobs stalling, could that translate into a potential recession? It's an important question. to understand where things are going. But if you think about a long-term investment, like an equity investment that should be, you know, north of 7 years as a minimum, typically you want investors to hold equities for decades. And in some cases, investors are a bit older, but I mean, typically we want investors to start investing in equities, you know, as young as possible. So what do these investors then think about recessions, or how should they think about recessions in context of a long-term investment? And the reality is that you should experience a recession broadly every 5 to 7 years. It should be largely expected. And actually, over the long term, it has a minimal impact on the ultimate outcome of your investment. So the real risk there is not the recession itself. It's how you react to either in anticipation of a recession, which can be very damaging because now you see investors moving into cash because they fear a recession, and then ultimately no recession arrives. So now they're stuck in a place where they see market gains, and so it's an obvious mistake. But if you look at recessions globally, in terms of global growth, we've seen two over the last decade in terms of COVID. And if you think even going a bit longer back into global financial crisis, did those things affect the long-term returns of equities in the US? Not at all. It seems almost irrelevant in context of the performance. So we don't think recessions are really important from that perspective. It's more how you behave in context of those recessions. So if you bucket it into the segment that says, you know, this isn't actually really important, and it sounds strange to say, how can a recession not be important for equities that are dependent on economic growth and earnings? But really it isn't, and it isn't because markets recover and economies recover. Policymakers respond to recessions. They cut interest rates, economies rebound, earnings rebound, and life goes on. So, you know, when investors get fearful like now, you can do more harm than good in the end is the story.
It's interesting that you said not to pay attention too much to things like geopolitics and recessions, because that can really cloud your investment decisions. And there's this thing called thinking in time. Maybe just explain what is that and how do you use that to guide your investment decision making?
Yeah, so if we think about time, I think continuing with the same example around recessions and economic growth and consumer spending. So we can say a recession is maybe not important over the long term, but what is really important is consumer spending for equity investments over the long term, because ultimately if consumers spend, companies grow their earnings, and that drives equity returns over the long term. So does that mean then that you should think about consumer spending in the context of the short-term blips? Definitely not. But if you look at it over the long term, it's actually a really important driver. And I think this is where investors get confused. So we say consumer spending is one of the most important things to consider when you invest long term, so over the long-term investment horizon. But don't confuse that, because now investors start to monitor this stuff over, you know, rolling months, and they wait in anticipation of what's going to happen with consumers. And over the short term, it's largely irrelevant. Where you should get concerned is if there's serious headwinds that can curtail long-term consumer spending, not short-term cyclicality in consumer spending. The short-term cyclicality should largely be expected. But if you run into a problem where you have very serious headwinds to long-term consumer spending, there's structural issues in the economy that will mean consumers have less, then you need to worry, because that's one of the foundations of equities' long-term returns. But that's not where we are. So we can say, yes, there's concerns over the short term on consumer spending, but not over the long term. So we're not going to worry about it in context of the equity investment for now. We appreciate that it can create some volatility in our investments, but it means that we need to be more careful about how we interpret our short-term equity returns.
We're going to leave it there. Fascinating discussion about the right mental mindset when it comes to investing. Thanks very much again, Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth.